The event was on the theme, No Limits, Empowering Women and Girls Through Good Menstrual Hygiene. Mr. Tele said the theme calls for the need to raise awareness of the challenges women and girls face due to menstruation and to seek solutions to address these challenges.
Good menstrual hygiene management is key to ensuring that young girls can develop the full potential through the education we provide them in schools. It plays an important role in promoting retention of girls in schools. Supporting girls to address their menstrual challenges is therefore imperative to enable them to compete and learn alongside their male counterparts. This year's theme for the World Menstrual Hygiene Day therefore entreats us as parents, as community leaders, as health personnel, educationists, and district assemblies to create the enabling environment for girls to thrive and to take on responsible roles in future. Indeed, no more limits for our girls. As we celebrate this year's Menstrual Hygiene Day, let us empower our women and girls through good menstrual hygiene. Let us all come on board, consciously tackle the issue of menstrual hygiene management for adolescent girls. This way, full absenteeism, stigma during menstruation will be reduced to the barest minimum, or better still, a thing of the past.
Speaker after speaker at the events commended CRS for educating and empowering girls on the importance of practicing and promoting good hygiene. As part of the Menstrual Hygiene Day, two schools, Daboya No. 2 DA and Zelgum Buga Junior High Schools, faced off in a keenly contested quiz competition on health and hygiene, with the latter emerging as winners for the day. The event was spiced up with a role play by five school drum home the fact that menstruation is a natural phenomenon and therefore girls needed to be supported.
Joyce Kantam Kolamong filed that report.